May the Lord give us the grace to honor our Heavenly Father and Mother. Amen. Mother Claire began, "Do you believe that the Bible is the inherent Word of God? This is the crux of the issue. The Bible is put in second place after the opinions of men because of social norms in the churches. Whatever denomination you profess or non-denomination, certain norms are adhered to, lest you be ridiculed for disagreeing. This is much more an issue of pure survival than it is the faith in the Word of God to be inherent. For those who do not agree with everything, this is a white martyrdom for adhering to the Word of God. Do you adhere to the Word of God or man?" During the rosary, Mother Elizabeth saw Our Lady appear and offer everyone a white rose. Blessed Mother began speaking, "Each of you here are very, very precious. You have chosen to purify yourselves from this world, the opinions of men, in order to follow my Son. You are to be pure examples of God's love and brotherly love. You are to shine in this world. I am commending each of you for choosing the way of purity. Though you have not shed your blood, you have all stood strong in the face of ridicule and opposition. You have chosen the very narrow path, excluding all else, even unto the loss of family and life. I commend you, precious ones, for choosing to follow the Lamb and refusing to buckle under the opinions of men. Truly, you are blessed beyond measure and true children of mine. You have broken free from the constraints of religious spirits which plague my body. You have chosen to adhere to my words rather than to your social groups. By thus doing, you have flung yourselves into the arms of my Son. This is the biggest bone of contention in the body. It is the number one dividing force between believers. You have been called to repair this breach and restore the ruined homesteads of the first century. You will encounter this problem everywhere. Therefore, it is important for you to have a good answer that cannot be refuted. Perfection, not protection. They are seeking after perfection and will continue in this way faithfully. This is a long, hard row to hoe, beloved. Keep plowing. Keep plowing. The Lord is with you as He was with me. This is no small task He has appointed you to." Jesus speaks about His mother. "You are hearing me through my mother, dear one. I would like people to understand that she was the intermediary my Father used to bring me into this world, and she is also the intermediary that will bring you out and into the sheepfold. The way is long and fraught with many deception and traps. Many have been lied to. There is nothing more effective than using a truth and putting a twist on it to confuse people. Choosing her as an intercessor has been perverted and handed to the Christian community as idol worship. Do you accuse your friends of idol worship when they call you to ask for prayer? Certainly not. This is absurd. But those who have not gone deeper in their understanding of the Bible, but have leaned on the opinions of others, never get to the truth. They always choose the ones who are most conformed to the doctrine of their church. These are also considered the elders, and to see something radically different in the scriptures would endanger their standing. What they don't realize is when they see it and deliberately condemn it, they have lost their standing with me. It is amazing what one will do to continue to be prosperous in the world. This is the work of the enemy who has sown tares in my field, but it is possible to overcome him with the truth, presented simply, without rancor. This is what I wish for you to do. This is so important, Claire. So important. You know the truth, and my heart longs for them to know it also. They have been very cleverly lied to, and ones that are uninformed have used the Marian doctrine to turn people off. Why, you say? Satan, in his lethal pride, cannot stand the fact that he was so easily conquered by a woman. He hates her to the rotten core of his being. That is why. My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow.